This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As we tiptoe into spring, we're gingerly getting into our gardens, cutting back the leftovers from winter. I'm talking about me, anyway, and my cold foray into outdoor cleanup of my perennial grasses and flowers I left up. I do say tiptoe for a couple of reasons. Soggy, muddy soil, which compacts, and frankly, it's a little chilly. If you're not trudging through snow and your perennials aren't laying over frozen to the ground, step lightly and start pruning. I cut back my ornamental grasses to about 3 inches from the ground. The point is to leave a point that might deter rabbits from coming in and nibbling the new growth before it has a chance. If you have a lot of grasses, one way to cut them back is to tie the grass plant together with string and use electric pruners to make it quick work. I have pictures on gardenbite.com. Loppers work pretty well too. Spring cutback opens up the crown of the grass plants to rain and sunlight, allowing it to green up faster. Grass tops decompose quickly in the compost pile. If necessary, cut the taller stems into half or one-third to fit into your pile. By the way, last year, this duty was done already 2 weeks ago. I left up my sedum, and that's going to be slimy now. Again, leave a little up, maybe an inch or two. If you had issues with fungal disease last year, clean up the foliage as best as possible. I've got lots of spring work for my butterfly garden I installed last season. I left all of it up. It's on the corner of my property. Speaking of property, the city plows took out about 6 inches of lawn for about 30 feet on one side. Honestly, though, that grass was really just weeds anyway. If you had that problem, you can contact your city. They might give you some grass seed. I have plenty of pictures on gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.